just before getting into things, two things to note. First, the air is on, so there's going to be a little hum in the background. And two, there's a person in the room next to me, so I'm going to be talking a little quieter once again just to make sure that I am cautious, not cautious, but just careful not to bother them, so to speak. Today, for criminal law, we talked about the felony murder rule. The felony murder rule is fairly straightforward on its face. It looks pretty simple. It just means a person who is committing a felony, and that felony results in a murder, well, in a killing, is equivalent to a murder. So a felony plus a killing equals murder. Putting those things together, there are some things that we actually have some issues with this rule. The problem with it is that a lot of the time it can be seen as irrational because it destroys the symmetry of the law. For instance, you can be less morally culpable and be charged a first-degree murder, and you could be more morally culpable and charged a second-degree murder. And let me explain how that works, for example. So say People v. Fuller, and there was this incident where the person was involved in stealing some tires from a locked vehicle, forcibly locked, so that's a burglary. And in this state at this time, burglary is included on one of these things to where if you kill somebody in your attempt of committing a burglary is a felony, well, and then you're going to be guilty of first-degree murder. However, there are some issues because if this wasn't a burglary, meaning if the car wasn't locked, if it was unlocked and he went and did the same thing, well, then he wouldn't be charged with first-degree murder at all. He could be charged with a much lesser thing for the exact same action. So you see how there's an issue here, at least a problem that needs to be addressed. So there's pros and cons of having this theory. I'll go over the pros for each of these things, and then I'll go over some of the cons. But pros is that, or at least in theory, it's supposed to deter people. And that is, it's to keep people from committing felonies and to keep people from accidentally killing somebody in the act of committing a felony. Meaning, if you know that you could be charged for murder if you commit a felony and somebody dies, well, then you're not going to, first of all, you're going to be more careful if you're committing a felony, but second of all, you're not going to commit a felony. Second, there's transferred intent. The pro here is that you're going to punish those who do harm to one thing, meaning going and stealing something, and actually do a lot of harm to another thing, is somebody dying. And then under the retributive theory, the pro is that, well, you did wrong, so you should be punished. Here, however, there are cons to each of these things. So with deterrence, it's how can you deter somebody from something that happens unintentionally? Meaning, they don't intend to kill the person, but as a consequence of committing the felony, how can you deter that if that's unintentional? And second with deterrence is, you can't deter somebody if they don't know that that's a consequence. So you have to make sure that they know that's a consequence in order for that to work. Okay, transferred intent. The con here is that it's too broad, so it's kind of unjust to expand murder charges for something that could be quite not as bad. And we saw that for People v. Fuller. And then finally, under the retributive theory, it's retributive theory requires strict liability, which is, in quotes, a primitive rationale, and it doesn't consider the mens rea or the moral attitudes of the person committing the crime. So courts, understanding these cons, have tried to limit how the felony murder rule applies, and there's two ways that they have tried to limit it. They've used the inherently dangerous standard and the independent felony or merger limitation. Both of these apply to second-degree murder. So notice the things that we've talked about so far is first-degree. These are going to be second-degree. We have two cases, one for each of these limitations. Let's start with inherently dangerous. Here, People v. Howard, the person got pulled over, he sped away, he broke a lot of traffic violations, and he ended up running a stop sign and hitting somebody and killing them. So we need to determine whether or not this crime is inherently dangerous in order to see if this voluntary, not voluntary, but this a felony murder applies. Because if it's inherently dangerous, then it applies. But if it's not inherently dangerous, well, then you can't use this rule. So here, how do you determine if something's inherently dangerous? Well, if the act of the felony provides a substantial risk of somebody being killed, then it is inherently dangerous. Here, in this instance, you could say that driving recklessly is inherently dangerous. However, we need to look at it abstractly. At least that's what the court's here, not based off the facts of this certain case. So the statute says that any three or more traffic violations while evading police is going to be a crime of evading the police, the felony of evading the police. But however, a lot of those things are going to be failing to turn on a blinker or going slightly over the speed limit or failing to come to a complete stop at a stop sign. All those things there are inherently not dangerous. And because those things are inherently not dangerous in the abstract, there are things you can't convict somebody for this crime because the act can be seen as not inherently dangerous. This goes into the independent felony or merger limitation as well. Here, it's really sad. I don't like how we've been reading a lot of child assault cases. But here, what this independent felony means, the purpose of the felony murder rule is to deter felonious killing. So if the felony is actually a part of the homicide, meaning, for example, if there's an assault that results in death, and then the courts have said, at least the California courts have said, that the felony murder rule is not going to apply. And that's because the purpose of the rule is to deter killing. And here, in that kind of instance, the felony included a killing, a child assault resulting in death. So if somebody engages in a felony that has killing in it, they're already beyond the point of deterrence. And so they're not actually fulfilling the purpose of this felony murder rule. So just as an example, to try and keep this clear, assault resulting in death is an example of something that would not apply into the felony murder rule, such as shooting into a full building. That's something where, that's a crime where well, we'll just say assault resulting in death and charging somebody with a knife. But if the felony is separated from the killing, the rule can apply. And a good example for that is armed robbery resulting in death. And that's because armed robbery is separate and then an assault. And so if you have armed robbery that occurs and then death that occurs as a consequence of that, the initial intent was not to kill somebody, but to have that armed robbery, and the felonious murder rule can apply. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Law Schoolers. Before I let you go, there are four things I want to say. The first thing is if you enjoyed these episodes and if you enjoyed the website, I would invite you to go and join Law Schoolers Pro, and you can do that by going to lawschoolers.com/join. It's a way for you to support us, but there's also a lot of features there that I think you will enjoy. Second thing is that nearly all of our episodes are unedited. The only ones that aren't are pre-law materials. And the reason for that is so you can actually see the legal material in its raw form as I'm learning it as well. The third thing is that the information contained in these episodes are specifically only for educational purposes. They're not to be used as legal advice. And with that, the fourth thing is if it is used as legal advice, we are not liable. That is, law schoolers is not liable for any legal outcomes. Thank you again for enjoying the show. Have a good one.